Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
That law to lawlessness cycle is what I want to share with you now. And with that, I'm going to break this out kind of generically. This isn't an exact, like, hey, this is going to happen every time it goes through this. This is just kind of a flow chart of what it looks like to get there. There could be other variations of it. I'm just going to give you an expression of kind of how it works and how it plays out. But when we have law, there's going to be judgment, right? Because if there's laws, you have to judge, right? It's just kind of how it is. And so that judgment, once you have the judgment, that leads to comparison is what that's going to do. Because once you have the judgment, you have the law, you're judging what's right, you're judging what's wrong. You got to compare who's right, who's wrong, right? That just goes right to comparison. And then that comparison, and what we do is we do this in society, we do this in culture, we also do this internally with our own behavior. This happens differently, but that comparison, it's going to lead to punishment, right? So, because some people are doing it right, some people are doing it wrong. Like when you're doing it in your own life, this is right, this is wrong. And then it's going to lead to punishment in some way. And that punishment is going to lead to isolation, right? Because there's got to be some kind of proper separation. If there, whoever's doing it wrong, whatever's being wrong, you know, there's got to be some kind of consequence. There's some kind of separation relationally, and isolation happens. And then when the isolation happens, it kicks into a level of insecurity because you don't have the relationship anymore. You don't have the connections. There's the separation. And then that insecurity, it leads to hopelessness. And the hopelessness, where that goes is that leads to a sense of powerlessness, like nothing can be done about this. It just is what it is. You're powerless. And then that powerlessness is going to shift to victimhood. And then once you're a victim and you're in that mindset, that victimhood is going to lead to hatred. And that hatred in there, what happens once you have the hatred, that hatred leads to vengeance. Right. And with that vengeance, what happens there? The vengeance leads to lawlessness. Right. It's like, this is justified. What I'm doing now is justified because of what was done to me. Right. So that just leads to lawlessness. And then what happens is that lawlessness just leads right back to the law. And you just start that cycle over and over again. Is what happens there. And then you have all these different cycles. We have it in society. We have it in our own life. These cycles of what happens is all that trauma, the trauma that happens in that. It's like those cycles just kind of, it becomes like this big weighted train running through our life. And that it becomes that train that's headed for a cliff is what it does. And those cycles are just headed towards running over a cliff, falling off a cliff. And it's going to happen. When you have those cycles, it might not be some huge entire life destruction, but there will be destruction. Those cycles bring destruction. It could be a relational. It could ruin your career. I've seen this in ministry with people. I've seen it all over the place. You got careers, relationships, ministry, health, all kinds of things, to the point where it can get to actual death. Is where it can take you, but it will, whether it's a really extreme loss and trauma or a minor one, those cycles are going to lead to a traumatic problem because they're trauma in themselves, right? And so with that, what happens while we're doing that and we're living that way, trying to manage those cycles of being under the law and behaving properly, that's guaranteed to lead you to a lifestyle of fear, shame, and guilt. Because just going all the way back to the garden, when they believed the lie, they manifested that lie into sinful behavior, right? It is sinfulness that it's not productive. It's not healthy. It's not glorifying God, you, or anything else, those behaviors that are manifesting from unbelief. But if we don't get to the belief, we're never going to deal with the behavior is the issue, So, and when they did that, they also started protecting in fear, shame, and guilt. Whenever we have a lie that we're believing, we are hiding it in some way in fear. We're covering ourselves in some way in shame, and we're going to blame somebody for it in guilt, whether we're blaming ourselves, others, or God. There's going to be fear, shame, and guilt when you have unbelief. Guaranteed. I've seen it thousands and thousands of times. And again, your patterns are a little different than mine. I have my patterns, you have yours. But there are two clear kingdoms, right? And what I want you to understand is, like, going back to the kingdom, right? We also know the kingdom of God, or going back to the garden, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, right? That's a beautiful one. But the kingdom of the world, this is what I got from Genesis 3 when I was in there. The kingdom of the world is guilt, fear, and shame, all in our own effort. We're manifesting that. Like, when we're children and we're abused, things happen to us, programming happens. But as an adult, those emotions you're experiencing, you're manifesting them. Regardless of what I do, I cannot manifest fear, shame, and guilt in you. Only you can. Now, I can do inappropriate things, or you could actually just perceive it wrong from the trauma you had in your life. And that's why I'm talking about this, because that those belief systems, that trauma, that unresolved trauma you have in your life affects how you perceive life. And so that fear, that shame, that guilt that we're manifesting is destroying our lives. And I want you to know where it takes you. The root lies. You know, the belief system is that we're under the law. But in that, with the fear, the shame, and the guilt, and there's thousands, trillions, millions of lies in each one of those categories of fear, shame, and guilt. But when you get to the core kind of theme of what those lies are, like in shame, when you're dealing with shame, that's going to be the somehow you're not good enough, there's something wrong with you, right? And that's kind of bringing shame into your life. There's just, you're just not good. You're just not good enough. You're not as good as them. Oh, whatever it is, there's something wrong with you. That's shame. Then the fear, there's nothing you can do about it, right? You have no authority. You can't do anything. You're powerless, right? And then the guilt is that it's my fault, or it's God's fault, or it's their fault, right? It's somebody's fault. But on the way that the enemy really destroys us, right? And he's trying, you know, steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to steal your identity, kill your authority, and destroy your community. And he does that by getting you to believe that you're not good enough. There's nothing you can do about it. And it's all your fault. That's what he's trying to do. That's what the enemy is trying to do. And he's doing that still by trying to get you to believe that you're still under the law and not under grace. And what happens when you get there? When you get to that place where you're stuck under the law, you have to become a right and a wrong robot. You stop discerning truth and hearing from God, and you just follow the set of codes and rules, and you have to decide, is this right? Is that wrong? This right? Is this wrong? I see it all the time. So painful to see the just right and wrong robots that just go around. I have friends that are way. I've seen ministries that run that way. It's like it destroys your ability to actually discern and hear from the Lord, especially when we have these lies about ourselves. It's like, how can you even trust yourself, right? How can you do that? So you have to have this right or wrong robot kind of mentality where you're no longer living in the spirit and getting revelation from God, but you're actually living in the flesh by those set of rules. And trying to manage those rules. And it's miserable. And I'm telling you, that life, that cycle goes off the cliff, shipwrecks your faith, gets you in that place of fear, shame, and guilt is what it does. In some level, that's what it's going to do. And there's always going to be judgment with that. There's just going to start that cycle. It's not going to be fun is what that is. And it's painful when I see it, but I see it a lot. But what I want to do is, like, now that we looked at that, right, I wanted to tell you what the problem is. And that's kind of a quick overview of what the problem is, that those lies that you're still under the law get you to try to perform and do the right thing. And then, but to do the right thing, you got to judge what's right and wrong instead of actually just discerning what God is telling you and living out of the truth of who you are. And so we're going to look at how to be healed of it now. This is, again, this is very simple. Very, very simple. It's just not easy because we have the entire world system, culture. We have the religious legalistic system that's been going on for years. We have, you know, each different culture, each different society, whether you're regional, country, wherever you are, there's all these things working against us. So it's simple, just not easy. And so to be free of this, but to let you know, my opinion, how to be free of this is it just takes us to Mark 1:15, where the Lord says, hey, the time is fulfilled. Kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, believe the gospel. Right? It's literally that simple when it comes to, now I'm not saying it's going to change every situation in your life. I'm not, you know, it's not, you know, Hakuna Matata, everything's just going to be perfect after you just believe the gospel. That's one of the things I share with people. You know, it's like, hey, Jesus perfectly believed the gospel and look what happened to him, right? You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not saying you're just going to live this amazing life. I'm saying you can have it in here regardless of what's out there. And I'm telling you, I don't always have it in here. Okay. So I'm not going to get up on my lofty position and tell you one day, if you try really hard, you can be like me. Because that's not what I'm saying. I'm struggling through this the same as you, the same as every other person I've ever worked with, every other person I've ever known, whether they're a famous leader that you respect, because I've worked with leaders all over the world of different streams of ministries and movements, but we're all dealing with junk. We all are. We're all dealing with sinful patterns, behavior, unbelief. At some level, we're struggling with it. And so, but this is the key. And repent and believe the gospel. That's the key. That's where it is.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. And we've already had some powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.